Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Mel Brooks' theatrical adaptation of his film, The Producers, was one of the most successful musical comedies in history. So it wasn't difficult to predict that it would only be a matter of time before Broadway would beckon him back for another of his hits. The stage version of the Mel Brooks film, Young Frankenstein, is now on stage at the Boston Opera House. And our critic at large, Ed Siegel, has this review.
Those who've seen the original movie can act out much of the dialogue in their sleep. "That's Frankenstein. Walk this way." And other lines that might still be a little too blue for radio. Mel Brooks, who wrote the film with its star Gene Wilder, can obviously recite them in his sleep, too, because the theatrical version shows all the signs of creative sleepwalking on his part. How could you go so wrong, Mel, after the ecstatic new theatrical life you gave the producers, with all those gloriously irreverent new ideas? Geriatric women dancing with their walkers. Dancing girls coming out of filing cabinets. Susan Stroman's drop-dead choreography of Springtime for Hitler. The same formula is there for Young Frankenstein. And maybe that's the problem. It feels like formula. Vaudeville humor, wink-wink references to the movie, nudge-nudge sight gags, and what was jaw-droppingly outrageous the first time around becomes yawn-inducingly old hat as an encore. Brooks is partly a victim of his own success in coming up with one of the most perfect comedic casts in movie history. But neither he nor Stroman, again the director and choreographer, seem to know whether to have the characters imitate the originals or strike out on their own. Even though the touring company is talented enough, the result is most often bland as an Ann Horrocks invitation, a la Terry Garr, to roll in the hay.
Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Sometimes love finds a bay. You might steal a kiss from an unwitting miss who's not too resistant to play.
So ideas tend to get undercooked or overcooked, and few of the actors, including Roger Bart as Dr. Frankenstein, are really allowed to shine. There are a few exceptions. Beth Curry is the original love interest Elizabeth. Rhyme Mullis is the monster. Brad Oscar is the blind hermit. Heard here, hoping for a friend, with Jolson-like gusto.
Can you hear me? Someone! I'm praying for someone! I'm saying there's someone out there for me!
Most of the good stuff doesn't happen until the second act, so don't despair at intermission. In fact, most of the audience on opening night seemed to be much more into the silliness of the first act than I was. But when Mel Brooks is really on his game, you don't have to think about how good the material is. The laughter speaks volumes. Young Frankenstein is only good for a few chuckles.
Young Frankenstein continues at the Opera House in Boston through May 2nd. Ed Siegel reviews theater and the arts for Morning Edition.